This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the most closely watched stocks in the market has been underperforming lately. While the Dow has been inching toward a record high, Apple's stock has taken a significant dive. But Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, says that has more to do with investment managers on Wall Street than anything that's going on in Cupertino. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so you say that Apple's ups and downs are not all about the fundamentals of the company.
Right. That's the case here with Apple, because Apple was so big and ran up so much that when it was running up, all the managers had to own it. And then when it starts going down, you've got the opposite thing, which is if other people are bailing on it and you still have it, you're at a disadvantage. Meanwhile, people like me, I call us financial voyeurs, are just sitting and laughing because the thing runs up and runs down when nothing really has changed.
Well, wait a minute. You say nothing has changed. The CEO is different. We've got Tim Cook instead of the visionary Steve Jobs. And also, you know, maybe there's not as much demand anymore for the iPhone 5 or the new iPad or anything like that.
Well, when Jobs left the company, it was more than a year before the stock hit its all-time high. So it's not as if Jobs dies, the stock crashes. And you're right, the prospects of Apple are unclear, but you can't forever be getting 50% plus profit margins on your product.
Well, somebody must have made the decision that it was time to sell before all of the other investment managers jumped on the same train.
See, so you actually think that on a day-to-day basis, the market is rational? This was the classic momentum play. It ran up, it ran down, with no real changes. I don't know where it's going. If I knew where it was going, I certainly wouldn't tell anybody.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Jeremy.